Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Sayed, Dictator Medical Report. Patient first name is Snehlata, S-N-E-H-L-A-T-A, last name Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Date of birth is 1-0-2-8-1952. Period examination date is 03-09-2025. Your next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came to the with chief complaint of left ear pain. Your next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that 5-6-0-0. Patient started having left ear pain, which she took Tylenol with any release. There was no ear discharge. Patient had low-grade fever and mild cough. Your next line, reflux system, colon. Patient right dizziness, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, rashes, or weakness. Next line, objective, colon. HEENT examination reveals redness of the left tympanic membrane without any discharge or bleeding. Next line, neck is supple without any external enlargement or thyroid enlargement. Next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next patient, same patient, Snehlata Patel. Date of birth is 1-0-2-8-1952. Your examination date is 01-26-2026. Your next line, the chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with the chief complaint of cough, comma, both ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, follow for rheumatoid arthritis and hypertension. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she traveled 2 weeks ago, and after that she developed cough, which was mild. Now it's progressively getting worse. It is also not associated with any bleeding. The next time, patient also complained of both ear pain, and there is no dizziness. However, patient has heaviness in the ear constantly. Period. Next line, patient started with sore throat, and she has no more difficulty swallowing. Here, the next line, patient also came today as a follow-up for rheumatoid arthritis, and her pain is well controlled. Also, patient has appointment with rheumatologist. Here, next line, patient came today as a follow-up for hypertension, and her blood pressure has been stable. But once in a while, her systolic blood pressure goes up to 150 or 160. Here, no chest pain or shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting. Here, next line, review of system, colon, patient denied WGN, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, urinary bowel incontinence, comma, diarrhea, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors or skin rashes. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for rheumatoid arthritis, and she's on hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligram tablet, one tablet a day, along with a prednisone, 2.5 milligram tablet once a day. Period. Next time, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine, 25 microgram once a day. Period. Next time, patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on 2.5 milligram of lisinopril, one tablet a day, along with low salt diet. Period. Next line, social history, patient lives with his family, and she never smoked cigarettes or drank alcohol, no illicit drug use. She currently does not work. Here, next line, review of the correction. Next line, objective, colon, HEENT examination, review redness of tympanic membrane bilaterally without any discharge. Period, oropharyngeal examination is unremarkable. The next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness. Here, next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next patient, same patient, Snehlata Patel, date of birth is 1-0-2-8-1952. Period examination date is 08-02. Correction, examination date is 08-01-2025. Period. Next time, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with the chief complaint of right calf swelling, comma, right knee pain, comma, right ankle pain, comma, both hand deformity, and follow-up for rheumatoid arthritis. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that she has noticed a calf in the right leg, and she traveled in an aeroplane 5 days ago. After that, patient developed pain in the right knee and right ankle. And the pain is worse upon exertion, and the pain level is 4 or 5, and it is completely relieved after resting. Period. Next line. Patient also have chronic deformity of both the hands due to rheumatoid arthritis, and there is no redness or open wounds. Period. Next line, patient came today as a follow-up for rheumatoid arthritis, and her pain has been well controlled, and patient has an appointment with rheumatologist. See the next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied, and dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, profound weakness, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, skin rashes. See the next line. Past medical history is significant for vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3 supplement, 2,000 units once a day. See the next line. Patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis, and she is on hydroxychloroquine, 300 milligram tablet once a day. The next line, patient is also taking multivitamins and omega-3 fatty acid. For your next line, family social history, correction family history. Nobody has rheumatoid arthritis in the family. Mother has hypertension. For your next line, social history. The patient is married, lives with his correction patient, lives with her family. She has no history of smoking, serious or alcohol use or substance abuse. Although she is very active. For your next line, objective colon. Make a supplement without any thyroid enlargement. The next line, heart examination. That's normal, first and second sound without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. The next line, extremities has a right calf swelling without any significant tenderness. And there are no open wounds. The next line, right knee examination reveals the tenderness of the knee joint, especially medial compartment, and weight bearing is most painful. Here, right ankle has a mild swelling with minimal tenderness and it's worse upon walking or weight bearing. Here, next time, patient has a chronic deformity of both the hands due to rheumatoid arthritis. There is no ulceration. Here, next line. Had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered to her satisfaction, and she verbalized full understanding. Period. End of dictation.